seems like if it could go wrong tonight, it has gone wrong. It is a little late. It's a little bit after 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, and you're listening to the Ooze. I'm assuming that TC is having the same login issues that I was having, but I managed to get logged in tonight. For those people who aren't familiar with the Blog Talk Radio format, the host has a call-in number. You call in that number, and then you have a host PIN, a host ID number. You enter the host ID number, and you hit pound, and then what's supposed to happen is you're queued up. You're ready to go. Well, I called in and entered the host PIN, and it immediately disconnected. I get the thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio goodbye from the little British lady that they have for all the recordings. And did this over and over again. Finally, it seems like the way I got through was to have the host PIN not work, entering the wrong PIN or whatever for the host PIN, let it not work, get a failure message, and then entering the host PIN. And when I did it the first time, when I did that, initially it said that the show was not even on the air yet. It said that my show would start at the designated time. Well, we're 20 minutes in already, so, you know, we've already got a show going on. And then, you know, it went through the options again and did my thing. And it looks like TC might actually be in the chat room right now. So it's just been one of those evenings, apparently. So BTR or whatever, I ended up, to be honest, I ended up getting on the air late. I had a bunch of things going on. I've got a bunch of people calling me about tattoos and dealing with all that. And, it was just a mess. So if TC wants to call in, that would be great. I know that Zach was trying to call in. It looks like he got it taken care of. Not sure what the deal is. So we'll see what happens here. We're doing a short show tonight anyways. Not really going to be able to do a full, do a two-hour show or anything. It's just going to be 1 hour or the remainder of the 1 hour, the 35 minutes or so we have left. I guess we'll take some calls at risk of possibly having more technical screw-ups here tonight. The phone number is 347-989-1371. And as far as the show topic tonight, and there's been a lot of good conversations going on around lately. I know last night they were having an interesting conversation on the news about theology and theism versus atheism. And actually, Tuesday, we're going to be kind of carrying on with that same theme, and this was totally unscripted, unplanned or whatever. Tuesday night, we're going to be talking about free thought and religion, whether those two concepts, you know, being open-minded, having free thought, and having a religious point of view, if those two ideas are compatible or incompatible, and what we've seen. This was spurred by a fellow, actually, for Rod Brown and I. This is some guy called in. And said he was digging what we did here at the U's. He was interested in the politics, interested in anarchy, you know, whatever the hell that means or whatever. But he questioned how it seemed like the majority of the people that we have here as hosts are Satanists. And he questioned that religious point of view, given our very rational, at least reasoning, you know, the mental part of our philosophy, how we could have these kinds of religious beliefs, religious views. So and it looks like we got Zach on the line here. Let me go ahead and pull him on and see if I can get that to work. Hey, Zach, is that you, man?
Yeah, that's me, man. What's going on, Jason?
I finally got logged in. I'm not sure what exactly was going on. I had to run. I had to mess up the host pin once to get it to a guy, not to just hang up on me immediately after entering the pin in. So, but we got the show going on, and I know that TC is getting ready to call in.
Okay.
So, yeah, no idea. No idea what's going on, man.
Yeah, you know, I hate that English fucking bitch operator. Thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. Yeah, fuck you too.
I find that phony. Whenever somebody on American business, and I mean, more power to them. If they can do it, that's fine. Whatever they got going on. But whenever an American business calls, there's a radio station here in town that one of their DJs has a British accent. and probably the only reason she has a DJ job, because otherwise she's a flake. So she's got this, you know, British accent, and that's the reason she's doing the gig. I've heard, you know, companies that have receptionists, that it gives them an air of, you know, acceptability or whatever, an air of, you know, high class, and they have some British shit. You know, it doesn't matter that it's an escort service. You know, it doesn't matter that it's, you know, it's McDonald's corporate or whatever. It's the British chick that gives them legitimacy. So, it's totally, that's what's going on here with Blog Talk Radio. I don't think Blog Talk Radio is a British, you know, company or anything like that. I just think that they think that's, you know, that's more appealing. You know, frankly, I'd rather hear, you know, some high-pitched Japanese voice, I guess, basically. That would be more appealing to me, but, you know, what do I know? I want 2-745-2511. Oh, I just gave up the whole number. 512 area code, you're on the news. Were you calling in just to listen? Jamie?
Yeah, I was just calling in to listen.
Okay, my bad. And I just gave the whole phone number, so I'll go ahead and I'll mute that. Jeez, it's just been one of those nights. So if she wants to actually say something about whatever it is we're talking about, she can come running out here and tell me. We'll go ahead and do that. It's just been one of those nights, man. It's just been crazy. So TC is supposed to be calling in here in a minute. I guess while I've got everybody on here and everything, the news that has caught my attention this week has to deal with Rush Limbaugh, who we all aspire to that level of media notoriety. Rush Limbaugh had a radio show, and he was talking about how there's a college student, a female college student, who is going to Congress. She's a law student, and she's going to Congress, and she's basically talking about how birth control for women should be something that's covered by health care, should be covered by health insurance. I was surprised that birth control was not covered by health insurance. It kind of blew my mind that that wasn't the case. And what was funny is that when she originally went to talk to Congress, they had a committee set up to discuss the issue of birth control being covered by health insurance. And she was actually banned from this meeting, along with apparently every other female congressperson in both the House and Senate. Now, for whatever reason, a bunch of old white dudes have it in their heads that they're the ones who are able to make a decision about what's good for the women folk in the United States. So they wouldn't let this college chick speak. When they actually presented their, you know, whatever this, they're going to do, this little panel or whatever, whatever the presentation is going on, some of the female congresspersons walked out of the room and everything, right? So, but Limbaugh, he's making a big deal about this college chick actually having, you know, an opportunity to speak on the floor of the Congress about the health care concerns of a woman her age and why it's necessary for there to be, you know, health insurance. That it should be mandatory that birth control, there should be some coverage for that on your health insurance policies, which apparently there isn't. The reason I'm surprised about this is because if I wanted to go out and get Viagra, I could have that covered by my health insurance. You know, that is something I could have. And it seems to me that that's less of a need than women's birth control. But for some reason, you know, men get their, you know, sexual medication covered, women do not. Limbaugh goes on the air and basically says, he's saying, okay, so we're going to pay for this chick's sexual activity. This girl is going to the floor of the Congress, and she wants us to pay for her having sex. She wants us to pay for her birth control. So what is it? What do you call someone who expects to be paid for having sex? A slut. These are his words, basically. He said, you know, this is, he chose a slut. So if you are a taxpayer paying for this, a woman's birth control, you are a slut. This is what he says. So there's been just a firestorm about it. On the Facebook and on the news and everything else, all these people going nuts. They want the sponsors of the Rush Limbaugh show to pull their money and pull their funding. They want Limbaugh to do, you know, the apology thing and everything. And he's actually come out and he's apologized. And that surprised me, because fucking Rush Limbaugh is not the type of dude that apologizes for any of his opinions and apologizes for anything. He goes on the air and talks about how he is 99.8% of the time correct, or it might be 98.9, I don't know what it is. He's a high percentage of the time, he's been proven statistically correct on everything he said. So to reverse himself, that was a big deal. But, and we had a conversation about this, Jamie and I had a conversation about this, that the point he's making, okay, there. This is not the guy, first of all, what he said, completely tactless. He's an asshole. Let's just get that out there, right? I'm not defending Rush Limbaugh, okay? But the logic is that if you have to have a behavior that you engage in by choice, you have to have that supplemented, you have to have that funded by the taxpayer, there's something wrong there. But if that's the case, if that's the thinking, that if, you know what, if you're going to engage in a certain behavior, and because you're engaged in that certain behavior, you shouldn't have that, if it's a choice, if it's a matter of choice, you shouldn't be able to go out and get tax funding for the choice you're making in that behavior, then my opinion was, well, then you get rid of all of it. You get rid of, you know, if you're talking about health insurance, well, if you're engaged in a behavior that's a choice, so if you overeat, and you get, you know, you get fat and everything else, and you get, you know, liver problems and everything else, well, then your medication, you don't get help with that from your health insurance. You shouldn't have that shit. If you smoke and you get cancer or whatever, well, you know what, that was a choice you engaged in. You shouldn't have this health care and everything else. You know, this is, and I bring this up, if you got pain problems, if you got medical issues with pain and everything else, because you decided to sit your fat ass behind some fucking microphone all your life and never actually got up and walked around and took care of yourself, a la Rush Limbaugh, well, then, you know, that was your choice. You shouldn't have fucking health care. You shouldn't have the health insurance come in and pay for that shit. And the man, you know, the man smokes cigars. The man has these, you know, these behaviors, these things, these choices he's made that, you know, sure as shit, even if he doesn't use his health insurance, so let's face it, the man has a lot of fucking money. So he could argue back with me and say, you know what, I pay for my own fucking medical. I just write the fucking doctor a check. I don't even touch my health insurance, but he has it. I guarantee he has health insurance as part of his package with the company he works with, and I guarantee it covered his Oxycontin addiction. It covered his, you know, his bullshit, his nicotine when he was coming off cigarettes, when he was trying to break that thing, whatever he used, the patch or whatever he used to get off fucking nicotine, his health insurance covered that shit. And these were behaviors that he chose. So I want to know what everybody else thought. I know we're probably going to get a good consensus here. Based on the consensus, I'm sure it's going to be fucking Rush Limbaugh is an asshole. Women should have their fucking health insurance, you know, their health insurance should help cover birth control, because let's face it. If we're talking about all the things that fucking Limbaugh cares about, getting people off of welfare, getting people out, you know, being leading productive lives, not having, you know, children out of wedlock and everything else, abstinence is not the answer. You know, abstinence will be, if you can be abstinent, well, then 100% of the time you will not get pregnant. I get it. That makes sense. But that's not human nature. That's not the way we operate. That's not the way we tick. So, you know, the abstinence thing just doesn't work. So if you want to reduce welfare costs, if you want to reduce the burden on hospitals and everything else with a bunch of little knee biters running around and everything, well, then you let these ladies have their fucking health care. You let these ladies have their birth control. Caller number is 347-989-1371. And, Zach, as I usually do, I went on a rant. What have you heard, man? What do you think?
Well, here's what I think, man. And now, in the state of California, I don't know if this is a federal thing or if it's a state thing, but I know this for a fact. In the state of California, if a woman goes into Planned Parenthood and says, look, I'm unemployed, I don't have any money, blah, 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 they will give you free birth control for a donation. And that donation is not set at anything. That donation could be $1, okay? You don't have the money. The state of California recognizes the need for birth control as it should, and as it should be included in health care. I mean, if a woman wants to be responsible and wants to not have, you know, children, yes, she's doing the right thing. That's what she wants. She wants to avoid getting pregnant. You know, abstinence is not the key. No one's going to refrain from having sex. Sex is, you know, probably next to shelter and eating. You know, is the next strongest urge. Yeah, but the state of California, a donation of $1, if you say you're unemployed, you don't have to verify your employment, you could lie, and you get free birth control. Granted, you have to do it every month. Okay, so they do make it difficult, but if you really want to, you can get free birth control in the state of California. I know this for a fact. because I take birth control pills. No, I'm joking, but yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Right on. So I know Planned Parenthood exists in most states where, yeah, if a woman wants to, she can have access to birth control, you know, different types of birth control through Planned Parenthood and everything else. But the issues, I think, are, first of all, if men can have Viagra covered, if you're obese and you can have medication for your being obese covered, if you smoke and you can have the medication for helping you reduce your addiction to nicotine covered, if you can take those steps with healthcare, well, then it only makes sense. I mean, it's almost irrational for there to be some sort of opposition to health insurance covering the expense for birth control for these women who don't want to go to Planned Parenthood, for these women who actually, you know, are paying for it out of their own pocket or whatever. So I understand that argument. And then to have some old white guy on the radio call another woman basically, and he didn't necessarily say directly, this person, Susan, whatever her name is a slut. He didn't actually say that. What he said was, if you pay for a woman to have sex, whether you're giving her cash directly or you're supplementing her, you know, her sexual activity, what do you call a woman that takes money to have sex? A slut. He said, a slut, right? Now, it's – and he's losing sponsors, okay? Now, to be perfectly honest, I think that Limbaugh, at the end of the day, is going to have – he's shoring up his base is going to be shored up. His audience is going to be shored up. The people actually agree with him and listen to him all the fucking time. The sponsors will come back. You know that this whole, you know, we're not sponsoring Limbaugh anymore. It's just going to be it's symbolic, a gesture. It's just, you know, we pulled our money. He apologized. Now we're putting our money back into him because he makes money for us. And the man's not hurting. He could quit his job today. And, you know, he wouldn't miss any of his listeners at all. He's not going to miss the income. He's got enough money to deal with it. But still, you know, to have that mentality. And it's not. And the fucked up thing is, it's not just Limbaugh that has the mentality. Like I said, the panel that was pulled together by the U.S. Congress to talk about women's health care and women's birth control and women's health issues did not have a woman on the panel. And when a woman stepped up and was scheduled to speak on the floor of the Senate or the floor of the Congress to say, as a woman of, you know, birthing age, as a woman of, you know, as a woman, someone who can, who's sexually active or whatever, it would be very helpful to me. It would save me like $3,000 a year to have my health insurance supplement the cost of my, you know, my birth control. They wouldn't let her speak. So a bunch of old white dudes, as is typical in our country, a bunch of old white dudes are trying to make decisions for people that they have nothing to do with.
Jason, I totally understand what you're saying, and I agree with you. One, men have no say when it comes to abortion and women's issues, because we are not women. It's a woman's issue. You know, if you want to be completely democratic about it, let the women decide what they're going to do. I mean, obviously, I'm pro-choice. You know, I mean, what a woman wants to do with her body, what a woman wants to do with her, you know, pregnancy, whatever, that's up to her. But goddamn certain some old white men should have no say in it. This is a woman's issue. Let women decide for themselves, even if you're going to be democratic, at least be democratic, but for the female population and the elected country that we're talking about, because, you know, it's not up to you or me. It's a woman's issue. We have no say as a man. We have no say. We shouldn't. It's not our business, man. Let's just fucking stay out of it.
Well, and, you know, and I've heard people talking this week. Different. I listen to all kinds of shit. Different news agencies and everything. They had a dude call in, and the host of this particular show I was listening to talked about how. The argument you're making, that it's a woman's issue, it's a woman's body, it's a woman's right, she should be able to make the choice, and it's all on the woman. Men have no pony in this race. The argument he made was, well, you know what, half that baby was, it involved a man, okay? One way or another, there was a sperm involved, So half that may be involved in man. So his argument was that men then have a pony in this race, that men can actually, they actually have some say because they help conceive the child. My argument to that is first of all, if it's the woman's body, it's like if this was her house and she didn't want me in her house, she has every right to kick me out, even if kicking me out means I will die. Even if I have I sustained some sort of injury upon entering into her house, I sustained some sort of injury that incapacitated me, and moving me is going to kill me. She has every right to kick me out of her house, whether I die or not. If the state wants to save, if the state decides that it's worth their time to save the lives of aborted fetuses, well, then that's on them. You know, the woman is not saying kill the child. The woman is saying remove the child from my womb, remove the child from me. If death results in that, in the removal, that's not her problem. Okay, and that should be, that's her thing. The flip side of that, though, and this is where I part ways with a lot of feminists, or I part ways with a lot of women's rights activists. I say that as a woman, if you are going to have total 100% rights on that child as to what happens with it, if you want to have an abortion, that's your right. If you want to use birth control, that's your right. Well, then when you get pregnant and keep the kid, it's your responsibility. You don't come fucking hustling for some money from anybody. You don't go looking for it from the government. You don't go looking for it from the dude that got you pregnant unless you have some sort of arrangement. You get married to some guy, you agree to have kids with some guy, and, you know, he takes off or whatever. Well, then, yeah, you've got some pay, you've got some documentation to show, hey, that knucklehead owes me money because he and I were supposed to be a couple. We were supposed to be in this together. We have this agreement. But if you're fucking around and you get knocked up by some dude that, you know, was just in there for the pussy, not for the relationship, not for anything long term or anything, and you turn around and go, oh, you know what, I'm pregnant, I'm keeping the kid, and I'm going to get child support from your ass for the next 18 years, that's bullshit.
You know, Jason, dude, I wish I could play the devil's advocate to make this a, you know, a better show, but honestly, I totally agree with you 100%, man. And that's a very satanic way of looking at things. You know, responsibility is irresponsible. If you choose as a woman to have a child, okay, then you need to take full responsibility because ultimately you're the one that's going to carry this child. You're the one that's going to, this child's going to be supportive or supporting on. You know, it's really up to you. It's really up to you. I mean, and yes, under certain circumstances where there's an arranged agreement between a man and a woman, call it wedlock, call it whatever, to have this child, great. You know, then maybe if he leaves you for your sister or your best friend, okay, maybe he does owe you something. Maybe he did dupe you. Maybe he does, you know, should pay some child support because, yeah, at that point, there is an arrangement. There's some chorus walking by. Hold on a second.
Oh!
Hey, ladies. Hi, darling.
Hey, just say about
for all right, all right.
There's people on the line. I brought Ron on the line, so you're unmuted, and I think that's TC's phone number, 731 area code. I don't know if that's TC's number or not. I got you unmuted. so yeah, I don't know, man. It's been one of those nights. We're talking about all this bullshit with basically birth control for women. Rush Limbaugh's an asshole. The U.S. Senate's an asshole. But then you got this, should women have their, you know, their activities that they choose to engage in, should that be supplemented by the American taxpayer? I say yes. And then the point that Zach was making, the point that I was making is the thing is if you're a woman and you say that you have a right to something, well, then that there's also some inherent responsibilities. And you can talk about how the guy was just as much fucking around and being irresponsible when he didn't wear a condom, when he stuck his dick in you, as much as you want. The bottom line is you're the gatekeeper. It's your body. It's you're the one receiving the deposit. So if you don't have enough sense to make sure that either you're on the pill, the guy's wearing a condom, or you're getting an abortion, you get the fucking after, you know, the day after pill, whatever the fuck it is, and then, you know, if you decide to keep that kid, that's a choice you made. That's a choice that you have every right to make, but then you should accept full responsibility for it.
Can you go with the bigger issue? Sorry, man. No, can I go ahead?
Yeah, Ron, real quick. Let me finish what I was saying before I was interrupted by these six hot tours. Just real quick, and then you guys can have the rest of the show. Fucking distracted now. But no, seriously though. But yeah, I mean, you know, again, like if there was a prearranged arrangement like wedlock or whatever, and the dude ran out and left you for your sister or fucking neighbor or whatever, your best friend. Okay, maybe he does have some financial obligation. But
mm-hmm.
if we're talking just like, you know, a casual relationship or any type of relationship that's not like, you know, on paper, that's not solidified, you know what? It's really up to the woman. You know, it's really up to the woman. And if you know, if you want to be independent as a woman, you want to be a feminist, and this is my argument against feminists, as well, if you want to be equal, if you want to stand up and you want to have the same responsibilities, the same rights, the same treatment as men, well, you know what? Sorry that, you know, you have a uterus and we don't, but you need to be responsible for that. You know, it's up to you to spend the $20 a month of Planned Parenthood to fucking birth control pills if you don't want to get pregnant, or to make sure the guy pulls out or has a fucking condom. Whatever. It's your responsibility ultimately not to get pregnant, because you're responsible for the child, because it's really yours, it's not the man. Now, you know, I mean, yeah, so I mean, that's really ultimately what God does. It's women need to take responsibility for that. It's not like it's an accident. Okay, there really isn't any accident. There is, oops, I forgot to pull out. Oops, I forgot to take my pill. Oops, we're out of condoms and I was drunk and didn't give a fuck. Oops, you put it in the wrong hole. Whatever. There's a lot of oopsies, right? But you know, it's really ultimately up to them. And, you know, I mean, if women want to be treated as equals, then they need to be treated as equals. And they need to take responsibility for the pregnancy. Okay, I'm done.
Right on. So, Rod, what's going on, man? What's your thoughts?
You know, this whole thing comes down to a much bigger issue. This whole thing with Rush Limbaugh and that woman that he had kind of lobbied against, didn't even start with them, man. It started with the Catholic Church. They were all in up in arms about them being willing to offer birth control and, you know, people's health care. And they had a big stink over that, which is basically what caused this woman to speak up, which caused Rush Limbaugh to lobby against her, or make a lobby against her, I guess you could say.
Now, see, and while I see the connection between the Catholic Church saying that when they have a business, it's a weird kind of a line, because on the one hand, if you've got a business, if you have some sort of organization or business, and in your state, if you have an organization or business, this isn't a church. We're not talking about the Catholic Church saying we're not going to provide birth control on our insurance to our employees because, first of all, they're supposed to be celibate. And second, you know, it's a church, so that's not the issue. It's these Catholic-sponsored organizations or businesses owned and ran by Catholics who elect not to have certain coverages on their health insurance. If you're in a state, if you live in a state where in that state the law requires that insurance offered by employer include, you know, birth control or whatever the situation may be, well then, as an employer in that state, you have to have that insurance. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it, though, is if, let's say that those laws don't exist in your state. Let's say that's not the case, which apparently that's not the case in a lot of places. Well, then if you own your own business, and I'm opening up a satanic cane of tattoo shops, but we're going to do a franchise. So when you come in, and if you're a Satanist, based on my understanding of what Satanism is, you're only supposed to be having, I don't know, you're only supposed to be having sex with multiple partners. And this is total bullshit. This is a total fallacy. I'm making shit up, pulling things out of my ass. But I'm just trying to give an example. If I say you're supposed to be having sex with multiple partners, you're not supposed to get married, because marriage is a Christian institution. Let's say that I actually believe that, which I don't. I want to be clear on this here. I don't actually believe that. But let's say, just for my satanic, you know, tattoo franchise example, marriage is an institution is a Christian institution. So if you get married and have children, or if you get married and want your spouse and your health insurance, no, man, we're not doing that, because that's not the way we run shit here. And if there is no law that requires that I do that, well, then it's my business. So So if you don't like the way I handle the health insurance, it's my business. Go find a fucking job someplace else.
Well, of course, when it comes to health insurance, there should be certain liabilities to where if a person is, let's say, a smoker, a person is a drunk, a person is a drug addict who wants health care, they should have to pay extra. Why should the rest of us have to pay for them to have this, you know, extra coverage? How does that serve us whatsoever? It serves the more general public. Someone who is going to be stupid enough and fuck their shit up should basically pay more.
Right. Well, so when a Catholic organization says it's against our beliefs to provide birth control. Birth control is against our beliefs, and we are a Catholic organization. We are a faith-based organization.
They're right.
Whether they're a faith-based plumbing service or whether they're, you know, giving money, food to the poor, whatever it is. So if they say we're not providing birth control through our business because of our beliefs to our employees, unless the state has already said, no, as a business, you have to do that, that organization has every right to say, no, we're not doing it. And if you're working for that type of organization and you don't like it, you go find a job someplace else.
That's right.
So, but yeah, the whole thing was kicked off, I'm sure, by that. It's funny that, I see this, and we see this in our own little circles. We see this in our circles with people who, you know, are barely a blip on the internet, that there are certain people that go out and seek drama. That's why I see what's going on here with Limbaugh, is that it's a matter of, you know, this generates ratings. More people will be listening to his show this month, tomorrow. More people will be listening to the show tomorrow, I guarantee it, than he's seen at least for the whole quarter, because they're going to want to hear about the apology he gave this weekend. They're going to want to hear about this whole fallout and everything else. So all he's doing is he's going to be able to show his sponsors, you know, the ones he has, hey, look how much money I made you today because of the controversy I created.
It's just a big, huge game, man. I don't even see really why he even pulled the stunt that he did. I mean, yeah, of course, for ratings and maybe a little bit more money, which he doesn't even need, basically. But at the end of the day, if you're going to want health care, you want something extra, you got to pay the premium, you know? And this guy basically saying, you know, what he did, whether or not it was right or wrong, is not important.
Right. I think the bottom line for me here is that a bunch of old white dudes solely responsible for dictating how women will handle their business, how women will, you know, deal with their health care. And if a fucking old white dude can get his Viagra paid for and his health insurance, then a woman should be able to supplement her sexual activity through health insurance as well. It's going to cost us money, but it's fucked up that the health insurance companies said didn't even challenge it. Oh, hell yeah, we'll cover your Viagra on fucking your health insurance. Let's go ahead and do that shit. But when it comes to women's health care, you know, women's, you know, birth control, they said, no, we're not going to do that for whatever reason. And there has to be a fucking mandate from Congress. But it is going to, you know, if it does get covered, health insurance premiums are going to become more expensive because the health insurance are going to go, that'll be the excuse too. It'll be, you know what, we have to pay for these women's health care and everything else. We have to pay for birth control and everything. So we're jacking up your premiums by $90 a month or whatever. It's all fucked up. There's 731 area code. You're unmuted.
Hi there.
I'm not sure who that is.
This is Jake.
What's your thoughts, man?
Abortion issue, there's a very simple and very satanic way to remedy the whole thing.
Okay.
Everything boils down to personal responsibility. If the woman wants an abortion, she can get that abortion. It's her body. Now, if somebody wants to stop her, they want to take that responsibility, let them do it legally. All they have to do is get themselves a lawyer, find the woman who wants an abortion, and guarantee they will take total responsibility for that child from prenatal care till their 18th birthday, basically an adoption.
Okay.
That woman at that point is absolved of the responsibility. She will agree to carry that baby for them, get its prenatal care at their expense, and then turn over that baby for them in an adoption. So that solves the problem.
In this scenario, would the woman have the option to say, no, I do not want to carry a child to term because of the effect it will have on my body?
Yes, because until that person, until they make a mutual agreement, legally binding, that woman has total responsibility for her body and its use. The woman got pregnant. Whose fault doesn't really matter. At that point, the child inside her is a parasite. It cannot exist without her. She has the choice to terminate that parasite or to turn it over to a person at birth. But again, they would have to assume all legal, financial, and moral rights for that child up until the time of its majority.
Right on, right. And, you know, to extend on that point, because I agree with what you're saying, to extend on that point, if the state is going to step in and say abortion is legal in this state, well, then what they're also saying is that at every child that results from an unwanted pregnancy, the state is going to be responsible for that child.
That's
correct.
That's
what should be going on, because that's what they're saying. We're going to prevent you from taking the steps that you would normally take to prevent you from having this baby. So since we're preventing you, we're taking that choice away from you, then we are taking responsibility for that child. So the woman has, you know, carries the child to term. She didn't want it. She signs off and says, you know, I didn't get an abortion, couldn't get an abortion, wanted to get an abortion. The state says, the state's right there. And as soon as the kid pops out of the chute, whoa, they take the kid to whatever, the orphanage and everything else. And I don't know, he can learn to crack rocks or whatever the fuck orphans do.
That's right. Well, you know,
that's the end of it.
It doesn't matter who takes the responsibility for that child, but whoever takes responsibility takes full responsibility. Ideally, it would be a mother, but if the woman cannot handle the child, doesn't want the child, and the state steps in or a private individual steps in, somebody has to take full responsibility, and they have to do it legally. Good show, though. Have a good one.
Right on. Right, and that's going to be the last thought on the show tonight. We're at the last minute, so Jake, thanks for calling in. Rodden, thanks for calling in. Zach, thanks for calling in. Sorry about the technical screw-up we had today. Hopefully this Tuesday night when we talk about free thought and religion, Rodden Biohazard, Jason Sorrell, we won't have these issues. So this has been The Ooze, and we are out.